It's LeVar and Dukes on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would,
you know,
even
Rudolph
say
might have been one of the greatest free agents of all time, Joe.
All of the other,
you know, initially when he went to the combine with that red nose, everybody like got turned away by that, even though he had a really good high jump time. He got a lot of those. Got a lot of those big things that they jump up and swat out of the way.
Probably could have done the cone drill pretty well.
He probably did. And then he became value. They found value in Rudolph because in a big snowstorm, he jumped on board and helped Santa Claus get through the night around the world. Will Robert Griffin III provide the Redskins with that value? Will he emerge from the ashes of this dumpster fire that Mike Shanahan and the Redskins organization have created with Robert's contribution? Let's not, you know, Robert is completely part of this as well. The question is, and Joe, you broke it down statistically. Ironically, two quarterbacks taken in the third round of that draft outperforming the top two quarterbacks taken in that draft.
Yeah, it's pretty funny when you look back at that 2012 draft. The two guys picked 1-2 in the third round, Russell Wilson with the 75th pick and Nick Foles with the 88th pick, have more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, and a better quarterback rating by far, 102 to 85.3, than Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin, the two quarterbacks taken with the first two picks, number one and number two overall in that 2012 draft. I mean, it's a looking back a little bit. But the thing that when you look back at the draft more than anything, and this is a, you're having a little fun here because you don't know who the Redskins would have taken, but these are guys taken with either the pick that they gave up or within three or four picks of that pick, the 6th, the 39th, the 22nd, and of course projecting towards next year's draft in 2014 with the number one or number two overall pick. And these are the guys the Redskins could have had for RG3. Luke Kuechly, of course, one of the best young linebackers.
24 tackles in a division game with your division on the line.
Middle
Sunday.
Linebacker, a need yes. spot here in Washington.
No doubt.
Janoris Jenkins, the cornerback, had some issues coming out of college, was kicked out
need,
of Florida. But
and a good talent.
Excellent cornerback. Cordero Patterson lighting up, really the one offensive threat for the Vikings. Certainly would look good.
He
next
might
to
actually
PR,
be able
Gosson.
To return a kickoff. Despite the Redskins special teams around him.
And you could either go with the best defensive player, because I think a quarterback will be taken number one, or the best offensive lineman, Jake Matthews, the tackle from Texas A&M, or Jadeveon Clowney, the defensive end. So for those four picks, you could have Luke Kuechly, Janoris Jenkins, Cordero Patterson, Jadeveon Clowney.
Chris of Manassas thinks RG3 is worth it. Chris, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I'm not a Redskins fan. I'm a 49er fan, but to answer your question, the quarterback position is the most valued position in the league. So you can have the linebackers, you can have whatever you want to have. And for a Niners fan, we had a mediocre quarterback with a great defense, and we had no playoff appearances. So I'm saying Robert Griffin III, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, those guys are you can build around those guys. Now, Redskins might not have success this year or next year, but here's the thing. You can build. You can build the line. You can build. You can bring in the player that you need to bring in the next three or four seasons, and you can make a team. But if you look at Cleveland, Oakland, Minnesota, Jackson, they have no chance to win. I mean, they can have a good defense, but until they get a quarterback that you can win with, you are not going to win in the NFL the way that it's set up for today. It's a passing league. You have to have a top-notch quarterback. You can give up three or four picks to get them, but then if you don't do it, it could be 8 to 10 years before a good, solid quarterback comes back around.
There is, Chris, but to dispute his point, though, Joe, you can get that quarterback, and if you have, like he said, with Colin Kaepernick, because statistically, Colin Kaepernick has not had the greatest year this year.
And a second-round guy, too, by the way.
Yeah, but they've got a stellar defense in San Francisco. If you give up all these picks like the Redskins have, you don't have the wherewithal, combined with the cap penalty that you had, you don't have the wherewithal to make the rest of your team better and hide all those other warts that you have. Stay in Virginia, Andy and Sterling. You're on 106.7 The Fan.
Say, Pete and Joe, Merry Christmas, man? Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Yep. Hey, you know what? I was always a firm believer, and I'm a Redskins fan, that we should never have made that trade. We should never have given up three number ones and a number two to get Griffin. Griffin was a talent, granted, but you can pick, just like Joe mentioned, these other teams have been able to pick up high-quality Nick Foles, the guy from Seattle with number two picks, the guy Kaepernick, right, from San Francisco.
Yeah.
They basically mortgaged their entire future for the next 10 years to get this one guy. In the meantime, they weren't addressing any of the other parts of the team, whether it be offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, secondary. And that, at some point, that's going to need to be addressed. But even if you have this franchise quarterback, it's not going to do any good because the rest of the team is in shambles. It's a mess. And, you know, it's my contention that ultimately this trade will go down as the worst in NFL history. And it's because the team is decimated. They no longer have number one picks. It'll be interesting to see as history plays out what these Redskin picks will eventually turn out to be. Like, you made the example of St. Louis possibly picking up more picks for this number one pick. It's incredible the amount of players that the Redskins will have missed out on because of this trade. Thanks a lot, guys. That's all I had to say.
Appreciate it, Andy.
You know, when you look at the deal itself right now, with the fact that they're giving up the number one or number two overall pick again, I think you could make a strong argument that he has to win at least one Super Bowl to make this deal worth it. I think you could make that argument.
I agree, especially because...
Would you take a career like Donovan McNabb's, where you get to the five championship games, you never do it, or a career maybe like, I hate to throw Marino because a lot of people consider him one of the top quarterbacks of all time, a career like that. I mean, we're talking, you have to have a career like that, I think, to make this deal worth it. You really have to be able to win at least four or five division titles, get to the championship game a couple times to make this deal worth it. I mean, when you're giving up the number one, possibly the number one overall pick for this guy,
think about,
to go along with the 6th, the 22nd, and the 39. Yeah,
think about this, and I want to get the last two calls in here before the break, but think about this. The last two teams that made these sizable type deals, Mike Ditka did it for Ricky Williams. That blew up on him. Cowboys did it with Herschel Walker, and, you know, I think it certainly turned out in their favor over the length
different
of time.
Different era, different time.
Right. No, I
different
agree.
Drafting techniques. But I mean, to me, that's almost like the NFL 30 years ago.
To do that,
in other words,
people don't do this. People don't make trades of this caliber. That's how infrequent
But they
it
made
is.
The trade with the assumption that they would be picking probably like they were last year around 15 to 20, but the 2014 pick would definitely not be number one or number two overall.
No,
it would be 26, 27, 28.
Let's go to Demetrius in Fredericksburg. Demetrius, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. Happy holidays, guys.
Same
happy
to have you.
Yeah, you know, I didn't like the trade when it first happened back in February of 2012. And even with RG3's success last year, I didn't like it. I mean, just the eye test. I mean, I watched him at Baylor, that Heisman Trophy year. And to me, there was nothing about him that said he was a franchise NFL quarterback. He was an exciting college quarterback, but he looks to be a work in progress. And I am sorry. I have been thinking this ever since the trade happened. You do not give up that much for a project quarterback, a quarterback that has to be worked on, a quarterback that you have to – he's not a finished product. He's not like a Russell Wilson, where the only knock on Russell Wilson was his height. But he played in a prototypical NFL offense. I thought this was a terrible trade. I think it's going to come back and bite us. And I just think it's just horrible. I mean, you're never going to get the value for him. We don't even know if he could be an NFL quarterback.
No, you're right.
But it is what it is. So,
all right, Demetrius, appreciate it. Real quick, Carl in Vienna. Carl, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Carl.
So I just moved here from California. I'm a big Niner fan, and I love the show. But I was watching the last game at Candlestick last night, and hearing Steve Young, you know, talk and reminisce about his career just kind of made me think about the similarities between his style of play and RG3. You know, obviously both great athletes, and, you know, Steve Young went on the Hall of Fame If you guys remember correctly, he had a ton of hype coming out of college and then the LA Express and then went to Tampa Bay and was considered just a huge bust in Tampa Bay. I mean, he had, I think, 11 or 12 touchdowns, like 25-plus interceptions. And he ended up having an amazing career. So in my opinion, I would just say go a little bit easy on RG3 considering how great he started out. I feel like it's a little bit too soon to throw the talent on. You can still develop a ton as a passer. So.
The only problem with that, though, Carl, appreciate the call. The only problem with that is you're talking about a San Francisco organization at that time that was a pillar organization. They were one of the very best organizations in all of pro football. Robert Griffin III right now is in a less than stellar organization. I mean, if you think that this group right now and you think that this organization, the way it's currently constructed, is this anywhere strong as that one that Steve Young eventually left Tampa to go to San Francisco for, there's no doubt that it's not the case. When you put somebody in a great situation, you're going to get better results. Right now, there's no structure here for him to really improve on, and now you're talking about maybe changing the structure again.
You know one of those guys that Steve Young credits for being Steve Young? Mike Shanahan.
Absolutely, because he was on the staff. That was, I'll tell you what, though, that may have been one of the greatest coaching staffs in the history of pro football when you go back and look at all the guys that were on that staff. Craig's got an update. Back with more stuff. 1-800-636-1067. The Redskins gave up a ton for RG3. Will he ever live up to the value that they've given up?